In Northwest News on KPLU, this week on Going Places, we're heading to Norway. Actually, one of our listeners is heading to Norway. He wrote to KPLU asking for advice on his trip, and KPLU's Ed Ronco put the questions to our travel expert, Matthew Brumley.
Well, we heard from Trapper, a listener who writes that he and his family are going to Norway for a couple weeks in August. Got two kids, ages 6 and 8, and they have to lay over in Reykjavik, Iceland. And his question, Matthew, is should they hang out in Iceland?
Absolutely, yes.
Why?
Oh, Iceland is, it's super kid-friendly. It's a perfect layover. It's relaxing. They're, in that time of year, the days are long, and you can spend some time outside with the kids strolling. What I would do is I would spend 2 days there. I would probably book the Foss Hotel, which runs, more or less about $200 a night. If you're on a tighter budget, I would stay at the City Hostel, which is in the city center, which is very good. And by the way, one of the things I like about the Foss Hotel, Ed, is it has a great summer beer garden.
The only thing I really know about Reykjavik is how to pronounce it. What's there?
You know, besides being a great outdoor city, there's the famous hot thermal bath. So that would be a blast with a family. Go to the Blue Lagoon, get the 48-hour pass, get you into all the museums in the city center, which allows you a bit of freedom. And it's not expensive. It's something like $25. So, and then visit the Blue Lagoon and sit in the thermal waters before continuing on to Norway.
What are some good things to do in Norway? Going to have about 2 weeks there, this family says.
Well, chances are you're going to be flying into Oslo, and the Fram Museum is one that I would take my kids to. It's about the Arctic and Antarctic exploration, and there's just a large collection of old wooden ships there. And then you could take your children up in Oslo to the Holmenkollen ski jump, and for great city views and views of the waterfront. And then, of course, with kids, you don't want to miss the Viking Museum. I mean, they have an 1,100-year-old Viking ships inside that are perfectly preserved. And wow, this will take their breath away.
Sounds like kind of an uncommonly beautiful and interesting place.
Oh, it is. And the time to go there is exactly when this gentleman and his family are going. It's the summer. You know, there's so much going on. They could take in a soccer match, you know, maybe catch a game against Sweden or Denmark. That would be, well, that's a rivalry. That'd be fun. They can catch the train over to Bergen, which is a beautiful little fishing village, really town. And from there, catch some of the boats that head out from the harbor to the fjords. That would be a great 10-day trip.
Trapper and his family were talking about maybe doing a rail tour, but a little concerned that that might get pricey. But you're saying you can kind of do it as a one-off.
Try doing this. Oslo to Bergen one way, and then fly out of Bergen back to the United States so you don't have to return to Oslo. That will save you some time and a bit of money. And the trains, it's considered one of the most scenic train rides in the world. Absolutely beautiful. Goes over a mountain pass and past tiny little villages. It's just a stunning trip. And they have a little, you know, cafe car, and you can buy sandwiches. But what I would probably do with a family is pack a picnic. And during this time of year, really, picnics are a great way to save money. Food and alcohol in Norway and Iceland is ungodly expensive. You'll have to pray to Tor, you know, every time you go out that the bill isn't too high.
Right. Well, Matthew, Trapper's question was a pretty interesting one, and it sounds like a great itinerary you've laid out for him.
Oh, they're going to have fun. Have a beautiful and safe journey. Happy travels.
Well, tusen takk, I think, as they say in Norway, right?
Yeah, tusen takk.
1,000 thanks. Thank you, Matthew Brumley.
All right, takk.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions, and he joins us every week to talk about travel. You can learn more about Iceland and Norway online at kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.